لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا. My respected elders and brothers in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First and foremost, we begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the creator, sustainer, nourisher of all the universes, peace and salutations be upon our most beloved master, our teacher and our guide, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose example is so pure and so perfect that if we just have to follow his every advice, his every command, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shown to us in his lifestyle, then definitely we would be successful and we will see ourselves saved from many evils and vices. The 1st of December internationally is known and commemorated as the World's AIDS Day, which was yesterday. And it is only fair that we also, part of this global community, part of the society, we also discuss it. It's unfortunate that we as Muslims have to discuss it, but it is a reality that cannot be blinded. We have to break the cycle of silence with regards to this pandemic, because silence breeds ignorance. Ignorance breeds fear. Fear breeds stigma, and stigma breeds discrimination. And we cannot discriminate in anyone from any religion or from any race that is affected with this pandemic. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. In the 1981, in the USA, gay men were found to have an immune system that was not working very properly. And this caused many deaths. And after some extensive research, between 1983 and 1984, they discovered that this was actually called AIDS. And this is where it all started from. There is a rumor that AIDS initially originated from some type of a monkey in the Central African, in Central Africa. And this was contracted by the people that hunted these monkeys. Thereafter, this deficiency or the syndrome or this virus started adapting to the human body and was discovered in the early 1800s. In the world today, there are approximately 36.7 million people that are living with AIDS. And a staggering 1.8 million of these are children under the age of 15 years old. The population in South Africa at the end of June 2016 is said to be about 55.9 million people. And out of these, 7 million people in South Africa are affected by this pandemic. So what does this actually do to the body? HIV attacks the CD4 lymphocyte cells in the body, which are cells that help the immune system fight off infections. If this is untreated in the early stages, then the CD4 count becomes so low that the body itself cannot fight off any infections and other diseases and cancers. And until such a time that this HIV virus, which is called human immunodeficiency virus, then goes on to the next and last stage, which is called AIDS. So HIV is the first stage, which is a virus. When the CD4 count cell is so low that the body cannot fight off any infections, then the patient goes on into the last stage, which is now called fully blown AIDS. How is AIDS transmitted from person to person? The first and common one is sexual behaviors. The second is shared needle use between people, commonly in the drug world, and not only limited to that, unprotected or sterilized needles that are shared between patients also, if not discarded properly and reused, can also spread the disease. Blood and blood products, and affected mothers who also pass this virus on to their babies. Only certain body fluids from a person who has HIV can be transmitted, can transmit HIV. That is blood, semen, rectal fluids, vaginal fluids, and breast milk. These body fluids must come into contact with a mucous membrane or damaged tissue, or be directly injected into the bloodstream by a needle or syringe for transmission to occur. HIV cannot breed outside the human body on the skin, but has to come into contact with some type of fluid. It is not spread by air or by water. It cannot be spread by mosquitoes or saliva. It cannot be transmitted by tears or sweat, but it has to be mixed with other body fluids. How does one know if one is affected? In the initial stages, there aren't real symptoms that will indicate that a person has HIV. A person will suffer ill health. However, there aren't any symptoms initially, in the initial stage, that will say that a person has HIV. This can only be done if a person is tested either at their GP or at the hospital or the clinic or pharmacy or something. Unlike some other viruses, the human body cannot get rid of HIV completely. So once you have HIV, you have it for life. Currently, there is no effective cure for HIV, but with proper medical care, HIV can be controlled. Treatment for HIV is called antiretroviral therapy, or ART. If treatment is taken the right way every day, ART can dramatically prolong the lives of many people infected with HIV, keep them healthy, and greatly lower their chance of infecting others. Before ART, people with HIV could progress to AIDS, the last stage of HIV infection, in a few years. Today, someone diagnosed with HIV and treated before the disease is far advanced can live nearly as long as someone who does not have HIV. So it is up to the individual who knows that he has partaken in some risky behavior to stand up for himself and go and get tested to know whether it is the HIV or he does not have HIV. Who can be affected by HIV? The honest answer is everyone. This is an important question because often societies associate HIV infection with a particular racial group, and Muslims especially may feel that HIV is not a Muslim disease. Yes, Islam places a high value on chaste behavior and prohibits sexual intercourse outside of marriage. It specifically prohibits adultery, homosexuality, and the use of intoxicants. However, Muslims can and are infected with HIV. Mankind is weak, and despite the pure Islamic teachings, some Muslims do engage in activities that lead to acquiring HIV. As younger generations of Muslims become more westernized, the old culture values which have been historically kept, the HIV problem in check is gradually disappearing. What is of immense concern is that whilst in most parts of the world, HIV infections and deaths from AIDS have been falling in consecutive years, Muslim minority regions in North Africa, the Middle East, and parts of Asia, new HIV infections have been on the rise since 2001, which is quite disturbing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our chastity. The social stigma attached to HIV and AIDS that exists in all societies is more pronounced in Muslim societies. The stigma attached to risk behaviors prevents those that risk from coming forward for appropriate counseling, testing, and treatment, as this would involve disclosure of their risky behavior. This results in creating barriers to successful implementation and prevention and treatment strategies where they do exist. Muslims need to realize that in many instances, there is a gap between religious teachings and practice. Risky behaviors may not be allowed by Islam and indeed practiced. The way to bridge this gap is through education. Islamic education, HIV education and awareness, and education on preventative methods. We need to realize that not talking about a problem doesn't make it disappear. We need to end the stigma surrounding HIV and rather find ways of preventing the spread within our communities and being compassionate to those already infected and affected by this deadly virus. This article was prepared by the Islamic Medical Association in conjunction with the Muslim AIDS Program, MAP. The Muslim AIDS Program, MAP, is a non-governmental organization operating on a national, provincial, and community level since 1997. The Muslim AIDS Program, MAP, is a joint project by the Islamic Medical Association of South Africa, the Jamiatul Ulama South Africa, and Islamic Careline, involved in national strategic plan to reduce new infections. What is the objective of this national strategic plan? It is, number one, to enable Muslim communities to participate in HIV and AIDS prevention using a value-based approach. Our deen is most high in values. By using the deen and using the knowledge of deen and imparting it to other people, other societies, other religions, we will have a very great and a greater impact. Encouraging Muslim communities to become involved in the care and support of those infected and affected by HIV and AIDS. Offering AIDS education based on moral values to the broader community. Implementing a comprehensive life skills program for Muslim youth so they can make Islamically motivated choices in the future. And lastly, to promote participation from individuals and other organizations to solidify our global struggles against HIV and AIDS. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says in a hadith that when promiscuity becomes rife in any community, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send such a disease that was never ever heard of before. And unfortunately, with promiscuity becoming so rife in our communities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed this virus and this AIDS as a wake-up call for me and you. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on Mi'raj, he saw two columns, one column of things going up and one column of things coming down. And when he asked Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, what is this? Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam that what is coming up is the a'mal of this world, of the a'mal of the ummah. And what is coming down is equal responses for the a'mal that is sent up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us see our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us weigh our deeds in the light of the Quran and our sunnah. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send favorable conditions upon the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from any diseases and infections and any sicknesses and any illnesses. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our chastity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring the ummah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to their status of high morals and high dignity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept whatever has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي جعل الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر القدوة الأعظم في الدين وبعث له النبيين أجمعين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي بلغ ما أنزل إليه من ربه ورب العالمين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين كانوا يصدعون بالحق ولا يخافون في الله لومة لائمين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون وقال الله تبارك وتعالى لولا ينهاهم الربانيون والأحبار عن قولهم الإثم وأكلهم السحت لبئس ما كانوا يصنعون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه وذلك أضعف الإيمان وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام ما من رجل يكون في قوم يعمل فيهم بالمعاصي يقدرون على أن يغيروا عليه ولا يغيرون إلا أصابهم الله منهم بعقاب قبل أن يموتوا وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا علمت الخطيئة في الأرض من شهدها فكرهها كان كمن غاب عنها ومن غاب فرضيها كان كمن شهدها وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام أوحى الله عز وجل إلى جبريل عليه الصلاة والسلام أن اقبل مدينة كذا وكذا بأهلها فقال يا ربي إن فيهم عبدك فلان لم يعصك طرفة عين قال فقال أقبلها عليه وعليهم فإن وجهه لم يتمعر في ساعة قط أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا فيا فوز المستغفرين ويا نجاة التائبين الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حيان عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غردا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان، اللهم اسقنا غيثا مغيثا هنيئا مريئا مريئا نافعا غير ضار عاجلا غير آجل. اللهم اسقنا الغيث ولا تجعلنا من القانطين. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العلي يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة. Let us fill in the gaps in front of us, ensure that our safs are as straight as possible. Let us make sure also that our trousers are above our ankles and our cell phones are switched off. One important announcement, inshallah, at Salatul Maghrib and after Salatul Maghrib and Salatul Isha, we will have an international qari, international guest, Sheikh Abdul Majid Al-Arkani, that will be gracing our town, alhamdulillah. He will perform the Maghrib Salah and the Isha Salah, and after Maghrib Salah, he will also have a small program. Humble request for everyone, inshallah, to please participate. Jazakumullah khair. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. فإذا جاءت الصاخة يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه وجوه يومئذ مسفرة ضاحكة مستبشرة ووجوه يومئذ عليها غبرة ترهقها قترة أولئك هم الكفرة الفجرة. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر. إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد إنك على كل شيء قدير. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.
وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.